Well, there's loads of excitement in Falmouth as there's Falmouth Week coming, but also Brad Pitt is coming to the town to film World War Z, a new film. So I'm talking to Falmouth Town's manager, Richard Gates. So just tell me a bit about the excitement that's growing in the town and what it means to business.
There's a huge, huge buzz, great atmosphere, lots going on, lots of people, you know, when everything's going to happen as everything starts arriving at the moment. And also when all the crew and cast start arriving and filming and taking place this week and into next.
I mean, this must be great for businesses because so many people are keen to come to Falmouth to see Brad Pitt and just get a glimpse of the star.
Well, very much so. I mean, in terms of from a business perspective, of course, you've got things like the accommodation, which lots of things are already set up, and lots of the accommodation is already pretty much full because we've got Henry Lloyd Falmouth Week happening at the same time. But what you've got all the other things to capitalise on with the whole crew and cast, so everyone coming through throughout the area, throughout the region. It's not just Falmouth. I think it's really important to mention that because of how busy everywhere is, it's going to, you know, there'll be benefits countywide, basically. So it's certainly a great boost, brilliant PR, brilliant coverage. And you know, these sort of things, they come along very infrequently and very rarely. So it's a great thing to happen.
Yeah, I suppose that's a big part of it because we're going to see lots of people watching the television, seeing Falmouth and thinking, actually, that wouldn't be a bad place to go for a holiday.
Well, very much so, and that's the thing. It's the legacy afterwards is very much as well as when it's actually taking place. People will look in and see what the opportunities are and what we have here. We've already had a huge amount of interest in terms of from international magazines in the States and Canada, radio stations in Ireland, through to lots of places throughout the UK that have taken an interest in it. And some people know where Falmouth is, lots of people don't. And, you know, what's here and what we have and what variety we have in the area.
And such is the interest. I've heard that many people are getting inquiries to their businesses in Falmouth and they can barely handle the amount.
Very much. And that's probably likewise for myself. It is. I mean, there's so many people who are inquiring everywhere what to do, what they can do while they're here. Because that's the great thing as well, is that so the crew and cast can also enjoy everything that's happening when we've got things like the Red Arrows, the fireworks, the carnival, all these things. And of course, the businesses are capitalised on that from you know, whatever, for everything. And the people coming to the town that have already booked a holiday, opposed to people that are just going to come and think, oh, hang on a minute, let's go and find out, you know, what's on offer in Falmouth as well as the filming.
So I suppose the question now is, what about the future? Should Falmouth be doing more to get films into the town and the surrounding area to get this sort of interest staying for a lot longer?
Well, very much. I mean, of course, you know, it's certainly the good thing is once you can get something like this scale, something once you can do this of this level, you can literally just go to other films and capitalise it from there. They can see that we've embraced it very much. We've had a very tight turnaround. It's only been a few weeks, literally. It's about 4 to 5 weeks since we knew about this. And then it was publicised a couple of weeks after that. So it's been a tight turnaround. We've shown that we can do it. It's certainly, as you already said, putting Falmouth very much on the map. And can only be good for the future.
And as you said, it's not just about Brad Pitt this week, it's also about Falmouth Week. Just tell me a little about that.
Well, there's 100,000, on average you get 100,000 people visiting the town. What we try and do very much with Henry Lloyd Falmouth Week is spread it throughout the town, so it isn't just in one location. It's very much a community event. As I already mentioned, you've got things like the Red Arrows and the different things that are happening through the town, whether it's the carnival. Also, we have the animal bike display team this year in Church Street, so again, there's lots of things in the car park. You know, so it's just really so everyone gets a feeling of what's going on around the town, and through to the evening entertainment on Event Square and also the marquee on the moor as well. So the idea is it's very much incorporating as many people as possible, and it's not to forget that originally it's a sailing regatta at the end of the day. There's a lot of sailing that happens out in the Carrick Roads and also in the bay, and each of the yacht clubs, they will hold it, you know, each day on a particular throughout the week. One of the yacht clubs will be the host club in terms of for the sailors at the end of the day. Racing.